Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with the webmaster, the expert, the guy that I lean on more than anybody else around here. That's Evan Jenkins. And Evan, we've gotten to a point where it's hotter than heck outside, and the baseball season's approaching the midway point. And now we know a lot more about the Tigers and their player development system, and as well as it's gone for the Tigers. At the major league level, their winning percentage among their four full season teams is actually better. Now, what does that mean? A lot of times if you don't have prospects, it doesn't mean anything. But their prospects are doing really, really well. And I've got to say this, and you might be reading a column that and it popped into this while you're reading it, but I do my top 10 prospects here. And number one on the list, without questions, Kevin McGonigal. Kevin McGonigal is by far the best prospect in the Tiger system, in my opinion. And that's saying a lot because they have a lot of prospects. But just to give you some perspective, as we're talking about this, he's had 117 at-bats at West Michigan. It's a big ballpark. They're big ballparks there. It's hard to hit home runs. It's hard to put up power numbers. But his OPS is 1.196. His on-base percentage, .479. He has 17 doubles and 5 home runs and 117 at-bats.
It's pretty good. Those are like video game numbers, Pat.
I mean, I don't know. His batting average, 390. I don't care about batting average that much, but it's almost 400. And sometimes it's been 400. The eyeball test is really extraordinary. He gets the bat to the ball. A prospect I've seen in a long time from the Tigers. A long time. And it's kind of obvious that he may be a special player. People ask, is he a shortstop? He's played 20 of the 25 games there. He's had five other times they've DH'd him. He's made a couple errors there. I've seen him make an error or two when I'm watching, but they were on plays. He turns the double play well. He should have made those plays in the ones that I saw him. He booted them. But I think he's got the actions to actually be a major league shortstop on one of these offensive dynamos. And I've come to the conclusion watching this, and I hope it's not just recency bias, because all he's done from day one is hit. I mean, all his numbers across the board are off the charts from day one. I think the Tigers may have something special here.
And how far away would he be from being with the big club?
Well, that's a great question, because if anybody's earned a promotion to double A ball, it's Kevin McGonigal. He needs the challenge of that, and what I would like to see, and I think a lot of fans would like to see from him, is what he would do against better pitching in double-A ball. In double-A ball, you'll get more of a combination of raw stuff, meaning you'll see more power arms. You'll get your best prospect types. So it'll be kind of more mano a mano. Also at Erie, it's a little easier to hit home runs, so you'd see more power numbers probably. But he's earned a promotion, and Erie's got such a great club. They win two out of every three games. But Trey Cruz, their shortstop, and whoever else they have there, you know, they're pretty good players. But they need to put this kid at Double A, and see what he can do. I'm convinced of that, and I think they will actually. The other player, and this isn't meant as any what I said about McGonagall, any disrespect to Max Clark, but to me it's kind of clear that McGonagall is has a higher ceiling than Max Clark. I would say this about Max Clark: he's got a low floor, meaning he's going to be in the major leagues and he's going to be a good player. What I don't know is whether he's going to be a great player. That remains to be determined, and it has nothing to do with raw tools. He's fast as hell. He's got a great arm. He's got a pretty good swing, bat, you know, gets there. He's got a great eye. He takes a lot of walks. The question is, if you watch McGonagall swing and you watch Max Clark swing, there's a difference in that just oomph. I don't know how to describe it, but just that zip of that swing, you know, that just attacks the ball right at the point of impact. McGonagall hits the ball way harder. And with Clark, again, you're talking about somebody who's 20 years old. How strong is he going to get? You know, he's a pretty strong kid right now and a great athlete.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's just this one pure skill of hitting that is so, and that's the biggest thing. And McGonagall runs well. He can play a middle infield position, a premier position. That's not meant as a knock on Max Clark, but, and I put this in the column, so if you read the column before you did this, I don't, you know, but Max Clark has got an 8.09 OPS, which is pretty good. But just to give you an idea, in 278 at-bats, he's got 9 doubles and 5 home runs. Kevin McGonagall in 117 at-bats has 17 doubles and 5 home runs. So that tells you right there kind of the difference in the two.
Yeah, so my question would be with him is, I guess, does a franchise value who they've drafted higher more so than who they've drafted lower? Like, will they, like, rush that kid up to make themselves look good? I don't even know if I'm answering the question correctly, but do you get what I'm saying?
You know what? It's very pertinent question. I don't know if it's the organization themselves.
Okay.
What I'm telling you, certainly Scott Harris knows this. Certainly Greenberg is assistant GM. The people who run their minor league system know all this stuff. They certainly are aware of it, and they don't care. They want the best players.
Sure.
For sure. When it comes down to the ratings, and this is where this podcast is designed to talk to you about, if you were to look at a lot of ratings, you might see Max Clark up higher than McGonagall.
Yes.
And he shouldn't be. That's the first thing I'm telling you. And it's not a knock on Max Clark. He's doing exactly what they want him to do, and he's good. The two players, and I'm glad he brought that up, one of them is Max Anderson. Now, Max Anderson is hitting .343. He's got a .973 OPS as we're doing this. He's among the league leaders, if not the league leader in the Eastern League, in virtually, you know, Triple Crown. He has a chance to win that, assuming they keep him there, which is not an assumption. That's right. You're talking about a second-round draft pick. His last year at Nebraska, he had .414 with 21 home runs. He was a dominant college player. It's just he was at Nebraska, which has got a pretty good baseball program. I'm not knocking it, but and he was a pretty good high school player. It wasn't like he wasn't on anybody's radar. Now, you're talking about somebody who runs a 60-yard dash probably in 7 flat, doesn't have a bunch of twitch reflexes or whatever. But when you're starting to post numbers like he's posting, and he's been a consistent hitter, and he can be adequate defensively, and he appears to be adequate defensively, it's kind of hard to dismiss that. Now, what do? You say, well, we got a glut at second base. We got Ho-Yu Lee is a very good prospect at AAA. Gleyber Torres is playing in the major leagues now, but he's on a one-year contract. He's been terrific. And you've made Cole Keith bounce all over the place. We're going to give him catcher's gear next, you know.
Yeah.
But he's played second base and learned how to play that. Well, what are you going to do? Would you trade Max Anderson? Somebody's going to want Max Anderson in the trade deadline. The question is, do you stick with him or do you move on from him in some kind of deal to get somebody that can put you over the top? But I got to tell you, when you look at these rankings, the fact that he might have been out of some people's top 25 and all that doesn't mean anything. And a lot of times they're very slow to catch up on that. But if he is a legitimate hitter, at this point I've seen him take a lot of at-bats this year. I think he's kind of the real deal with that. And also, speaking of that, Isaac Pacheco is another player.
Oh, yeah.
His OPS is over .900. He plays third base. And he had some injury issues, and he didn't do well. They signed him away from Texas A&M. They gave him a pretty good bonus to do it, and he didn't live up to a lot of the notoriety at the time of the draft. He's not doing well. He's kind of a bust. He's this and that. Now, this goes on for 3-4 years. All of a sudden, the player is off everybody's radar, right? And this is one of the issues when you sign a kid out of high school. Sometimes it takes time for them to develop. He's 22, actually. He's born in November. And so he would just be in basically either his first or second year out of college right now from where they would have drafted him. And, you know, he's doing really, really well there. A left-handed hitter. He's got a little bit of pop. There's definitely some power potential there. And he's somebody that he's probably earned his shot at AA at some point this year. And nobody ever talks about him. Again, it's like, well, because he fell off everybody's radar, he's a bust. And these two guys have been great examples of, hey, you know, after a while, if a guy's good, he'll start to develop. There's a reason they want to have them have all their repetition and at-bats in the minor leagues.
Do minor league teams, and this might be a stupid question, Pat, but do they have roster limits?
Yeah.
Okay, because the reason I ask is that maybe sometimes why they wouldn't call up certain guys to AA because they don't have a spot for them and they don't want to send
They got like 5 guys at AA they could release tomorrow.
Okay, and that's my question. Yeah. Is that kind of like a dirty move, though?
No, it's not. And the situation with Erie is you've got this great team in terms of its record.
But the
positions that these two play, they don't necessarily have a prospect there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And it's the same with Josue Bursino. I think the Tigers need to look at Bursino and say, look, man, he's a first baseman. All right? You know, I mean, he's a first baseman. He profiles as a first baseman. Give him a first baseman's glove. Now, others, the argument would be against it, like, well, how many catchers can you have? You can never have too many catchers or whatever. True enough, but I, you know, defensively, I think he really struggles back there. So to me, he's somebody that, you know, and the other part of it is you've got Lorenzo at Double A. So what are you going to do with these guys? You know, they're both catchers who struggle defensively. You know, they kind of box the ball. I think looking at the two, I think the upside for Lorenzo is a lot better as a catcher. He moves a little bit better, and he's got a better arm. But there's a lot of things I look at, you know, how they pitch frame and everything. But it's just as simple as dropping pitches.
You hate pitch framing? I hate it, Pat.
Well, it's getting a little...
out of hand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're catching it like a foot off the bag or off the plate. You're bringing it back to the middle, and I think it's so disrespectful to the game, everything, but
well,
I digress.
The guys who do it real well don't... When you see a guy do that, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. You know, it's supposed to be like... What's lost in it a little bit is... It used to be a lot of pitch framing would be they would catch the ball, and I'm holding up my left hand, which is my glove hand, and I'm pointing it, the palm of my hand, inward. You catch the ball, and it's right there. Now it's all about snatching and moving. You know, they just grab at it
and
you know, try to move it. Some of it's a little ridiculous, where it used to be a little more subtle.
Yes.
If you watch, like...
it was like an art.
Molina was great at it.
Yes.
You know, and I used to watch him. And yeah, by the way, Dylan Dingler does it really well, and Jake Rogers. They're good at it. They're not, you know, but you see some of these. If you watch a minor league game, Evan, it's pretty funny.
Is it?
It is sometimes with the snatch and move, and they're trying to learn how
it's
to do
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
You know, it's hard to do. You got to do it pitch after pitch. Tigers had a catcher James McCann, who was a pretty good catcher. He could never, ever get pitch framing down.
I think he just got signed by the Diamondbacks yesterday.
Yeah, he just, they need some help. Just keep snatching. Corbin Carroll's out.
Oh, okay.
Which could open up maybe, a possible trade for Suarez if you want to go to a quote-unquote big name and get everybody excited.
Sure.
Even if that may not be exactly what they need, but that's a big name.
Yeah.
And he's got power for sure. He could help him. But
Tiger legend, Eugenio Suarez.
He is.
Alfredo Simon trade.
Worst trade Dave Dombrowski ever made.
Not the best one.
One of the worst in history. The
I was there at the winter meetings for that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They send you down there.
Yep.
Oh, man, Evan's been all over the place.
All over.
You know, hey, did you get to go out to Vegas this year?
No, not this year. But we are going to beautiful Shanty Creek tomorrow. So.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
So
I'm back on the road.
I'm back on the road. So, but yeah. But anyway, we appreciate you listening today. Hey, don't forget to like us at the iTunes store, the Google Play store, anywhere you get your podcasts, Odyssey.com. We appreciate everything, and you know, give us a good review. You know, we're here for you to give different things, and don't hesitate to contact us as well, because I can't, Evan, get into a lot of the nuance during the shows.
Yeah, we can really dork out here.
We can do that, and you know, people always have a ton of questions for me in the shows, and I can answer very well here. So appreciate you listening. Until next time.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps
in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.